Hey, before we jump into the show, I wanted to give you a heads up that my free YouTube strategy class is available right now on demand at thinkmasterclass.com. On the class, I reveal the one YouTube strategy we use at Think Media to generate over 330,000 views every single day. So if you're new to YouTube, this will help you start right and avoid mistakes. And if you're a YouTube pro, this training will help you multiply your growth. This class is 100% free and you can watch it now on demand at thinkmasterclass.com. Now, let's jump into today's show.
When someone clicks subscribe, it doesn't mean they're going to stay forever. I lost over 839,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel, Think Media. We're actually going to be talking about five takeaways of how do you handle unsubscribes? How do you handle unfollows? And I feel the responsibility to earn my subscribers' trust and respect every day. Why do people unsubscribe? As soon as you're liked by one person, you're immediately not liked by somebody else because people are different. And how do you protect your mental health as you're building your brand, building your YouTube channel? Like, I like to remind myself that YouTube isn't everything. Social media isn't everything. I lost over 839,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel, Think Media. That's the equivalent of 8 silver play buttons. I grew up in a small town called Arlington, Washington that had a population of 20,000 people. And that's the equivalent of being rejected by them 42 times over. That hurts. And so in this episode of the Think Media podcast, we're actually going to be talking about five takeaways of how do you handle unsubscribes? How do you handle unfollows? Why do people unsubscribe? And how do you protect your mental health as you're building your brand, building your YouTube channel, and ultimately wanting to make a difference on YouTube without ultimately being destroyed by the pain that can come with building a YouTube channel? And so I'm back with Melissa. How's it going?
It's going great, Sean. Absolutely love this topic because there has been so much that we can learn from losing that many subscribers. And like you said, we're just working on helping people get their first 1,000 subscribers a lot of times, and you've lost 800 times that. So definitely good perspective.
Yeah. And I'm excited to dive in these takeaways, but let's get the facts on the table. And I think number one, that's a completely true number. The official number as of recording is 839,016 subscribers have unsubscribed from Think Media. Now, that happened over 14 years. So the channel's pretty old. It's gone through different seasons. And we should define, we've also gained 3,694,116 subscribers. They're not all still there. Almost a million have left. And mathematically, it's about 23% have unsubscribed at some point, or about 2 out of every 10 subscribers have decided to unsubscribe. So I hope, first off, that just kind of big picture that when someone clicks subscribe, it doesn't mean they're going to stay forever. But let's dive into some of these takeaways and think about what we can learn here.
Yeah, the first thing that we want to talk through is there are so many different reasons why people might unsubscribe. We automatically go to the place of like, whoa, people must really hate us to have lost that many subscribers. But let's talk about some of the other reasons that that might happen.
Yeah, I do think that one, they're no longer interested in your content, and that's not a reflection on you, especially over 14 years. I think about hobbies that have changed over 14 years. You're into something for a while, and then you change. It's not that you still think the channel's cool, maybe the person's cool. It's not a personal reflection. You changed hobbies, your interests have changed. Also, for sure, YouTube cleans up bot accounts, fake accounts, inactive accounts. So there's some level, some days you'll actually maybe see a dip in subscribers. Like all of a sudden, depending on how big your channel is, it'll be like negative 4,000. That wasn't probably because 4,000 people were like, I'm offended. YouTube purged some accounts. I think the other thing is that your content has changed. We take it for granted that somebody subscribed maybe for a particular promise, but if you pivoted your niche, if you pivoted your format, this is personal to us, but over the years we've added other personalities. So if you subscribed for Sean, but then maybe you saw someone like Omar or Nolan or Heather, then maybe you're like, wait a minute, that's not what I wanted to subscribe for. And then vice versa, the sheer nature of maybe you then subscribed seeing one of them and then you saw somebody else. So just being aware that if your content changes, but the painful one is that they also might not like you. Like at some point they're like, you're annoying. And it really, I think we want to sit with that for a little bit because it does sting. I know when I first saw this number, when we looked it up a few months back or whatever it was, I kind of go to humor and like self-depreciating humor because like secretly I'm bleeding inside, you know, that's like the way I process it. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's something about like, it is real rejection.
When the first people that actually heard about this, when we were kind of talking about this concept of how many subscribers we've lost, and it was just a really interesting stat that you pulled on kind of on a whim one day. And then all of a sudden it kind of hit you like, oh, did I want to look that up? Did I want to know this? But you looked up that stat. And then again, we put it out in an email because oftentimes our email subscribers are some of the first people that hear about things because it's like super fast. We can get info out there. We were talking about this concept. And I honestly thought that the responses to that email were going to be, well, yeah, no doubt you've lost that many subscribers. Like you guys suck. And like, I was anticipating like, it was scary to even bring up that concept because I thought people were going to affirm it, which just speaks to like, yeah, it was hard even for me. And I'm not even like, you know, on that channel or anything like that, but it's just, it's personal no matter what. And I, again, thought that that was going to be the response. And that could be the response still to comments in this video. People could be affirming why that's happening. So that's definitely real, but it was so worth it. Still, I just to put a bow on that concept, it was worth it. Great feedback to like having this conversation. And so the next takeaway that we want to go through is, yeah, not everyone is going to like you. That is like a true takeaway from this conversation, is to look that in the face and then start to process it.
Yeah. And I think that I've learned, you know, there's a quote we were talking about, probably not but from Aristotle, but that's who everybody attributes it to. That there's only one way to avoid criticism, and that is to do nothing, to say nothing, and to be nothing. If you're going to put yourself out there and start a YouTube channel, if you're going to put yourself out there and start creating content, if you take a stand for anything, then there are going to be people who will criticize you, and that could be negative comments. It's, of course, choosing to click the unsubscribe button, and it could go even worse. They might gossip about you. You get to a certain size, they might make a video about why they don't like you and publicly call you out. And well, if you want to avoid that, well, then just do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. I think a modernized YouTube way of saying this is the only way to avoid being unfollowed is to not have any convictions, is to play it safe, is to try and please everyone, and is to never start in the first place. So if you never start, you'll never have to go through the pain of the unsubscribers. But I think that people not liking you just comes with the territory of standing for anything. The truth is, being a leader goes hand in hand with rejection. Nobody makes it to the top without being rejected somewhere along the way. And the opportunities for rejection only grow the higher we go. And so, yeah, it is painful. And I do want, if you're watching this, you may or may not want to look at this stat, but if you want to see this, it's not really publicly seen in your main analytics. You go to advanced settings, you select a particular way of measuring a secondary metric, and you can look at subscribers gained and subscribers lost, which is about total. It's not the current number of channel subscribers. And if you do watch the YouTube version of the Fake Media podcast, we'd love to hear in the comments, how many of you lost? You know, how many of you gained? How many of you lost? Like, let's talk. Because I think in the process, you're going to see you're not alone. And that, again, any channel that started, maybe it was bots, maybe, again, someone's offended, someone just moved on. But it kind of comes with the territory.
Absolutely. I would be really interested to see you guys put it in the comments. And like Sean did, we can laugh about it. we can commiserate a little bit with each other. So as content creators, Sean, we do want to take it seriously. Even though we're talking about like, yeah, just drop in the comments. We know that this actually does have a true mental and emotional toll. So we definitely want to be addressing that. And how are some ways that this actually gets a little bit deeper? Sean, what have you experienced over the years?
Yeah, I think that third takeaway for us is content creators need to pay special attention to the mental and emotional toll that comes with this career. Mm-hmm. There's an interesting conversation. There was a kind of a political YouTuber that's getting kind of canceled right now, or people are angry. Which is one of the things that comes at some point in your career for most, especially mm-hmm. if they're pretty big, and he's pretty big, because he was talking about, he's kind of, not complaining, but kind of complaining that he live streams 9 hours a day. And that when he's done live streaming, he's like, I have no energy to talk to people. And he was kind of like, one of the things that just sucks about my career is like, it really affects my personal life because I live stream and then I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to. And then I heard Phil DeFranco reviewing this and he was saying, I cover the news all day. And so when with friends, family, associates, I don't want to talk about the news after work. I'm just exhausted. And then people go, oh, I can't believe you know, as a successful YouTuber, you're rich, entitled, you have the best career ever. You get to work full time from home. And so there's a weird tension that really can trigger people. And by all means, from my perspective, I wake up every day so grateful, humbled that I get to do what I get to do. Our Think Media team, that we get to do what we get to do. The culture we built as a team to work from home. There's little known pressures and little known weights that come with this career. Things like being canceled. And you really, canceling's funny because when you say someone's canceled, maybe you trend on Twitter if it got that big. The people that are canceled are not, they're still here, but it's just once like things reach a fever pitch because you did something or you offended a group of people. But things like canceling, things like harassment, things like negativity, things like rejection, the fragility of your future income, you being yourself, putting yourself out there, creating content, gaining subscribers. There's a level of, man, if I make a wrong move, if I mess up and do something dumb, of course you got to own that. But your future income is fragile. It's not the same way as going to a job working for someone else and, you know, at some level having that pressure on them. You're like, man, this is on me. If my subscribers abandon me tomorrow, what do I have? So I think that, I know you've got some thoughts on this. I think just being pay special attention to the mental and emotional toll. Like, I like to remind myself that YouTube isn't everything. Social media isn't everything. If my wife, my kids, and my inner circle, and my inner game is good, like if I can look myself in the mirror, if I can, when things get quiet, drive in my car, don't turn on music or podcasts or anything else, just pray, spend time with God, think about it. Okay, yeah, this is my career and this is what's happening over here, but it's also just YouTube, you know, or it's also just even your job, even your career is just your career. How's your soul? And I know I can get wrapped up and wound up in this and the level of stress that can rise in a day and maybe the negative news or a video does flop and you do get a lot of negative feedback and dislikes or an abnormal amount of unsubscribes because of a particular video. You feel that for sure, but YouTube isn't everything. And we say, you know, have thick skin and keep a soft heart. And so, yeah, I think you got to guard your mental health and know that this career comes with unique mental and emotional challenges that other careers don't.
Absolutely. And we have more like practical handles around this later in this video. And there's actually, I think, several tips that are, again, very practical that we could talk about. But the first thing to me is just acknowledging that it is real. And like, I think oftentimes, like you're mentioning in the beginning of this point, like people will say like, oh, that's so entitled to even complain about this. But I just want to say like, it's real. Those emotions are they can run very deep and they can touch on a lot of different insecurities and things that are part of the rest of our life. So I do think that as content creators, we're often very isolated, but we are not meant to carry a load like that alone. Especially as you start getting bigger and bigger and there's more responsibilities, maybe you have other people who are dependent on you now, teams, maybe you have family, again, like you're mentioning that financial component. So those are things that are truly heavy and we shouldn't have to firstly just bury it and say like, no, that's not an issue. We should acknowledge it. But then we also need people around us to help encourage us and support us. And that doesn't mean that you're weak. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, whatever words that you're telling yourself right now, that's just humanity. We need each other. And so that's one thing that I'm so grateful for in the communities that we've been able to build, you know, in Think Media and in our Video Rank Academy. But it's just ways to actually find other people who understand. They're like, I get this. I've gone through that and you're not alone and you're not experiencing this on your own. And let me support you and let me encourage you to keep going and to push through. And so I'm always, always encouraging our community members, like, don't isolate yourself. Find those people. And one very practical way to do that, again, is to actually, we have an in-person event coming up, right, Sean? And we made that decision very specifically. So we want this to be in person. We want to really encourage people to come out to Las Vegas, meet in a room, meet other humans, get face to face with other people, because it is just, it's pivotal. It's pivotal to your sustained health in this way, is to actually make those connections, to do it in person, but also to just have that connection made at all. And so I would really encourage you, if at all possible, for you to come out to Growth Video Live, to get in the room with other people who are like you and make those connections with people who are going to be lifelong friends. We've heard real stories of lifelong friendships being made because, again, you're in person, you're focused, you're making connections on these things that are important to you. So I don't want to hound the point too long, but we don't just host these conferences because it's like fun for us. It's a lot of work, but we think that it's incredibly important, has a huge payoff when you lean into that community aspect.
Imagine being in the room with some of today's top personal brands, video marketing experts, and online entrepreneurs. This year, you will have that chance at growwithvideolive.com. Grow With Video Live is the number one conference for building your personal brand and growing your business with online video. This year's speakers include Dave Ramsey, Pat Flynn, Shalene Johnson, the Think Media team, and many more. So go to growwithvideolive.com to get your ticket today.
Let's get back to some more of, again, the tangible parts of this experience. And fourthly, you need to reach a lot of people to find your true fans.
Yes. For every 10 subscribers we gained, we've lost 2. That's kind of rough numbers over the 14 years. You need to reach a lot of people to reach your true fans. It's kind of a business thing. I think people underestimate the amount. It's like if you wanted to promote a new acai bowl or green juice place, what do you put? You put flyers on windshields. For promoting businesses or promoting like a new church plant that I've been a part of, we went in neighborhoods and put like door hangers on doors. Mm-hmm. So if you send out mailers to promote an event, you figure out different zip codes and you send out 10,000, that maybe 200 would actually come to the event. So I think the same is true on YouTube. I think like, as people are on the rise up, them clicking subscribe, maybe we overestimate like what that meant. It wasn't like, I'm subscribing. You know what that means? I'm loyal to you. I'm with you for life. We are blood brothers and blood sisters now. Like, I'm clicking subscribe. You know how hard it would be to break this bond? This is a covenant. I am like, they might have clicked subscribe. Like, maybe I'll check out another video and see if I want to. So there's like degrees of how committed, how deep they are. So I just think, have a vision. Of course, everybody wants to go viral, but like have a vision and have hustle and put out content to reach big numbers of people that you'll be able to find a small group that are your true fans that are really ride or die. And what would you rather have? 2.8 million subscribers, which is what Think Media has now, and the pain of losing 800,000 or just 1,000 subscribers and you all thought the same, no one was ever offended, but you never grew. I mean, if you want the smaller channel, then that's great. It's a self-awareness question. But I would say for the impact and the difference we want to make, I am willing to go through the pain for the mission and for the bigger impact that we want to make. And so get good at get good at marketing, get good at getting views for the purpose of finding your community. And sometimes if you do trend surfing or influence surfing, and you touch on even polarizing topics, there's so many people are going to be offended about anything. That's the thing too. You can never be liked by anybody. As soon as you're liked by one person, you're immediately not liked by somebody else because people are different. But when you step into certain categories, sometimes you got to be willing, I think, to have growth, to be really unliked on the way. But when something's polarizing, when a lot of people don't like a video, like sometimes when we've gotten bolder about our faith, there's certain people that really people don't like it. That triggers them. As other people, it triggers their passion for like, man, that's why I love Think Media. Man, their convictions, their values for faith, their values for family. So there's some dislike that happens, but there's also some true fans that happen in the way. So it's kind of just the natural process of things. I don't know what your numbers are. Again, if you are on the YouTube version of this, you could comment. Look at your subscribers gained lifetime. Look at your subscribers lost. Is it about 20%? That's what it is for us. About 23%. Will unsubscribe on the journey up. And then that also becomes marketing and you're our CMO. And then you start learning math. So you're like, okay, if I am going to get to 1 million subscribers, then I need to get 1.3 total
that a million would be left over because that'll just be the math to actually reach that target. And I know this gets emotional, but that makes it a little more practical.
Exactly. Just it is a numbers game. We have to do that with everything we do. Even again, going back to our event, Sean, we know that ticket wise, it just standard of events that the attrition of how many people actually make it to the event is going to be so much lower than how many tickets we sell. And so knowing that that's normal, that is the game that you're playing is getting those bigger numbers. Again, I do think helps take a little bit of the emotion out of it. And knowing that that's true, like across the board, YouTube subscribers, when you start doing an email list, you know, and promotions, all of it is going to have this exact same. So takeaway number five is success on YouTube is a tension between personal passion and purpose and what the market or audience wants.
Yeah. So there's this endless debate between, okay, it's YouTube, it's your tube, make content that you want to make content that you love. One of the reasons why you might burn out is if you stop making content you love, and I agree. So you should make content that you want to make, and you should make the content that you feel called to do, and that's great. However, there's also the tension with what does the market want? What do audiences want? So it's not like a problem to be solved. It's a tension to be managed between your passion, your purpose, and what is market demand. And so for this one, I go a little harder core on myself and I take personal responsibility for the unsubscribed. Again, if your hobby changed, cool. If you don't like me, great. But also maybe the content was going downhill. Maybe people, I'm not innovating. I'm not reinventing myself. Maybe I'm really not pursuing mastery. Maybe I've plateaued. Maybe I am not excellent like I once was. And so people are leaving. And not only is that their right, but it maybe is even deserved. For the leader, they take extreme ownership and understand that success is never owned, it's rented, and rent is due every day. And I don't feel entitled to viewership tomorrow. And I feel the responsibility to earn my subscribers' trust and respect every day. You know, it's kind of funny because it's definitely different, but when you get married, you can have the tendency to think, now that we've sealed the deal, I just am entitled now that no matter what I do, I should just get my spouse's love and affection and they should be pumped and they should be happy. Well, of course that's not the case. Like, you made a commitment to still give, serve, love, still take care of yourself, still bring value to the relationship. I mean, what a mindset to be like, I now don't even add value to the relationship. I just extract value from the relationship, but you should still. And sometimes, again, that would be the entitled mindset. Well, you subscribed. Like, why aren't you guys watching my videos? Why aren't you engaged with my content? Wait a minute. Why aren't you showing up and just being ride or die? You click subscribe. Do you know what covenant you made? You put a ring on it. It's different than a ring, you know, Beyonce. Ultimately, I don't feel entitled to viewership tomorrow. So one, I want to make sure I'm thoughtful of what does the market want? Am I innovating? Am I, continuing to level up my game, level up my content and earn future subscribers' respect, but also current subscribers' respect? Because I would actually say, yeah, if this no longer adds value to you and you no longer are getting value and you don't feel, well, you should unsubscribe. That's to actually be more service-minded and more, you know, thoughtful of that individual. Saying that, there's a good quote from Kara Devalinge. It says, no matter how many people like you and your work, it doesn't matter if you don't like yourself. So you can't go to the one extreme of just, I'm going to become whatever the audience wants. I'm just going to do whatever the market demands at the expense of what, again, what's right for me and what's true in my soul. So it's really more of a tension to be managed. And I think that there's truth on both sides. Maybe you're pivoting back to coming more to the core of the content you want to make, but also being thoughtful about success is never owned. It's rented and rent is due every day. So I want to continue to earn my current and future subscribers' respect and viewership.
That's so good, Sean. I think this conversation is very needed and there's even more we could talk about within this. Would love to hear people's feedback on it in the comments and your experience with this concept of just negativity. So I did mention Grow a Fidel Live in this video. If you would like to attend with us, obviously we'd love to have you. I won't I won't hound you again on how important it is. We would love to have you at Grow With Video Live. You can get tickets at growwithvideolive.com and then join us in person in Las Vegas. That's coming up in just a few weeks from the time this episode is released. And so we'd love to see you there. Otherwise, we hope that you like, subscribe, and join us for the future episode.